Is talking with your teen feeling impossible lately? You're not alone. At a time when kids need lots of support and feedback, they're often trying to tune you out, feeling bored or ignored, and reluctant to share. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Daniel Folley from Change in Action, a local nonprofit that supports families through change and offers a special Real Teens program. Thanks for joining us today, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we'll discuss what teens need from their parents for meaningful communication and tips we can all use to open up and truly listen to the young adults in our lives. So parenting a teen is definitely not easy, especially when it comes to understanding one another. What can we do as parents to improve family communication?
Well, I think as parents, finding the right time and place for a conversation is key. As distant as teens may seem, they actually do want to talk. They actually do want to have interaction. They actually crave attention from their parents. But I think finding the right time and place for a good conversation is really key to having a good conversation, to having a beneficial conversation with your teenager. Bringing something up and coming back to it later would be a good way to bridge the communication between teens and adults. A lot of times parents want to get answers right away and might want to force the issue a little bit. But teenagers are more likely to be receptive to advice and other sorts of suggestions in their lives if it's come at a time where they're either in a good place mentally, if they're in a good mood, and if they're ready to have that conversation. So when parents talk to their teens about something, whether they get that direct answer or not, the teenager remembers it and the teenager thinks about it. They just might not be comfortable expressing how they really feel at that particular moment. So I think if parents are open to having discussions when the teenager is ready, as opposed to when the parent is ready, then they might see more communication.
And teenagers, like all of us, are works in progress, and they're going to make mistakes. And I think sometimes as parents of teens, we get rather anxious when we see our kids making mistakes. Why do you think parents tend sometimes overreact with their teens' behavior?
In my opinion, I think sometimes parents might read too much into a situation. They might see a teenager making a mistake and think that this mistake now is going to lead to a bigger mistake later, and maybe they overreact to the potential harm that the teenager could get into, or some of the mistakes that potentially could happen further down the road, as opposed to the specific event and what specifically happened in that situation. Now, of course, the overarching reality is that parents are generally a little overprotective, or that they love their teens a little bit too much. I actually have heard some of the teenagers say that, you know, my parents love me, but it's a little bit too much. And so as an adult, you think, how can you be loved too much? But the teenagers kind of feel that. And some of that might come out when the parents are reacting to a situation that may have gotten the teen into some trouble.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned that you interact with the teens a lot, too. What tips do you give the teens for helping with family communication?
You know, I try to tell the teenagers that I work with to, you know, be open to family communication and try to take some initiative. You know, they know that their parents want to spend time with them or want to know what's going on in their lives. But the best way for everybody to really be happy with the interactions is for the teens to kind of have a say in something that their parents are doing. So I think for the teens listening, they should really strive to get their opinion heard on the events that take place within their household, on some of the activities that the family can do together. And if it's something that the teenager can enjoy, you know, the parent, you know, generally will get enjoyment from just seeing the teen there and happy and participating in whatever is going on. So getting into the habit of planning events with the family, you know, doing stuff that is enjoyable to everybody will bring the family closer together. And if teenagers, you know, make a point to really do something that they enjoy, so it doesn't feel forced and it doesn't feel like something that they have to do, then I think it would be a better situation for everyone.
Very good. And you all often talk about active listening. Tell us what you mean by active listening.
Well, active listening is a communication technique used in counseling, training, and conflict resolution, and it requires the listener to feed back what they hear to the speaker. The listener restates or paraphrases what they heard in their own words, and it confirms what they have heard, and it also confirms the understanding of both parties. So active listening is basically the art of restating what you have heard in your own words to make sure that there are clear, open lines of communication.
Great. If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Dan Cafali from Change in Action, and we're talking about active listening. So now that we know what it is, why is it so important for families to encourage communication between the adults and the teens and the family?
Well, as I just mentioned, one of the benefits of active listening is the clear and open lines of communication and also respectful communication. Another benefit is that there will be less misunderstandings and more healthy expressions of opinions. And, you know, the main benefit of active listening is making sure that there isn't anything lost in translation. There may be something that when it comes out of my mouth, you interpret it, and from your perspective, you hear it a certain way. So for the family members, to make sure that the teens and the parents are talking about the same thing and staying on topic and on the same issue, active listening can really be beneficial. And, you know, being heard and being understood is really important in communication. Feeling like you did get your point across and that you were heard is really important, especially for teenagers, because a lot of the times they feel misunderstood and they feel like they haven't gotten a chance to get their voice heard because, you know, they're not an adult yet, or they might not have the ability to make certain decisions. And so really making sure that everybody's opinion is heard and that it's understood correctly is very important in the family dynamic.
Mm-hmm. As a parent of a teen myself, you mentioned earlier sometimes that the teens don't necessarily express what we want to hear in the initial conversation, but you hear it later, and so you realize that they were listening because they share it with someone else or something, and you have to sort of indirectly know that you're communicating and getting your point across.
Absolutely.
And I know that we often talk about the fact that kids watch what we're doing and how we handle things even more than they listen to us. So what are some of the behaviors that you really advocate that parents need to model?
Well, we actually have a teen group that we do every Thursday, and so we brought some of these questions to the teens. And this specific question, we asked them, you know, what would they like to see out of their parents? And some of the answers that we got had to do with, you know, arguing or fighting that might be going on in the household, doing it respectfully, especially between mom and dad, whether, you know, they're married or they might not be married, and keeping that line of respect and arguing civilly and without the yelling, without the cursing, without the hostility. The teens really said they would like to see that out of their parents because they recognize that they pick up some of these behaviors from what they see at home. So if they, you know, saw mom and dad arguing respectfully and having a civil conversation as opposed to yelling and cursing, they would see like, okay, this is how we resolve conflict. This is how we resolve issues. Some of the other behaviors that that they said they would like to see role modeled are demonstrating control over emotions. That has to go a lot with the arguments and with the conflict resolution. Also, to not be threatening or to not be intimidating towards somebody that you're in a conflict with. And finally, some behaviors to kind of help them further along in life would be to not give up so easily, you know, when you see adversity or when you face challenges, to kind of overcome and to push yourself to do more as a parent. And then that falls down to the teenager saying that, you know, this is how I should face adversity and this is how I should overcome some of the issues in their own lives.
Great. I know that sometimes as parents, we feel like we should just tape record what we're saying because we have to say it over and over again. And I know I've sometimes found that it's helpful to ask my teen what he thinks I'm going to say, because then at least I can see whether he knows sort of my reaction to something he just did or said. What are some other tips that you give parents for ways we can give advice or guide our kids without being so annoying to our teens?
Well, you know, that's interesting, because when we talk to our teens in our group, they actually say that they do want to have a conversation with parents, but a lot of the times they're not willing to. So a lot of the resistance that you see, a lot of the frustration that you see in parents for trying to get their teenagers to open up, it is a lot about timing. And one of the key things that the common themes that we got from the teenagers when we talked to them is that parents have a tendency to be judgmental and not simply give advice based on the issue. They might interject, you know, their personal preferences about a person or about a situation. For example, if the teenager wanted to talk about a girl they were dating, or for a boy they were dating, the parent might say something like, I don't think this guy is good enough for you, or I don't think that you should be with him because, you know, he doesn't play sports, or because he doesn't seem to have his education as a priority. And instead of focusing on what the teen wants and the type of advice that the teen wants to get, not necessarily the answer they want to get, but the type of unbiased advice that they want to get doesn't necessarily come from the parents. So I think the best advice for parents would to be to put those personal preferences and some of the things that they might know personally about their teen, put those issues to the side and really just address, you know, what is my teen asking me? What does it seem like they want, and how can I help them get that, as long as it's not going to cause any harm to them or any, you know, potential danger? But really focusing on less judgment and more about what does the teen want and how can I help them achieve that? And I think that would be very helpful.
Great advice. We have just about a minute left, and I wanted to make sure I gave you a chance to tell us more about your nonprofit and what Change in Action is and does.
Well, Change in Action is a nonprofit organization in Woodbridge, Virginia, and it is mission is to support individuals and families through the process of change by teaching skills, providing education, and modeling accountability. Change in Action values each individual as capable of change, and for those that are open and willing to work towards change in action, thought, and belief, we have services and programs for adults and for teens. It's actually ages 5 and up, so we work with anybody who seeks out our services. And we have family anger management programs, we have counseling, we have behavioral management courses that we offer. And you know, one thing that I think would be really important is that getting the whole family involved. Seeing teens go through our program is great, but also when you see the parents going through the program as well, it's a support system for the teenager, and it also makes them feel like, you know, hey, if I'm working to improve myself and I see mom or dad also working to improve themselves, then everybody can grow together as a family, and I think that would be really beneficial for them.
Wonderful. Is there a website for your organization that
Yes,
you want to share?
It is www.changeinaction.org. It's change the letter and action.org.
Great. Raising a teenager is not easy, but knowing how to communicate in healthy ways can be such a helpful tool when facing the challenges of family life. If you practice active listening as a parent, it can help you better understand your teen's perspective. Be available to offer support and set an example that they can follow in their own lives. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Dan Cafali from Change in Action for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, every child and family matters. We all play a critical role in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about communicating with teens and other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.